please.
Item number five is a rezoning for 1315 Gateway Road under file DAZ 224 of 2011, and in accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time. Item number six is a variance at 1315 Gateway Road under file DAV 164349 of 2011D.
Okay. I have the applicant listed here as Ray Wan. Is that correct? Oh, right in front of me.
Yes, Counselor.
Boy, you're fast. All right. Go ahead. If you could state your name and address for the record, Mr. Wan, and go ahead.
Ray Wan, Unit 1, 1250 Waverly Street.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Counselor. I'm here representing the Donwood Housing Group, which consists by a total of eight churches. In contemplating a proposal of a nonprofit, let me qualify as a nonprofit group, contemplating on Senior Housing Project 55 Plus is a rental structure that we're contemplating right now. And the site plan to my left right now, I'm not sure how many people in the audience have seen it. That's the site plan we have used to support the application of the rezoning and the two items for the variance application. The rezoning is fairly complicated with the existing zoning classification being under M1, which category can allow both housing and churches to coexist. Under the previous plan Winnipeg and based on the current bylaw 200 in 2006, there isn't one clear zoning jurisdiction that allowed both of them to coexist. So the only option we have is wait till the most recent plan Winnipeg approval gone through, finally got the final reading, and proceed with the rezoning application. The rezoning application is to reapply and rezone the land entirely of as a whole to RMU. Under the RMU, land density is permitted. The only thing that we're applying for variances is the height. As you can see right now, if people are not familiar with the site, if I may, Mr. Chair, I'll go up to the poster and identify what we're trying to deal with. If people in the back there can't hear me, I would typically speak softly, not loud enough, so bug me and I'll go. Thank you. Okay, if you can't hear me, let me know. If you're familiar with the site itself on this particular plan only pertain to the existing church site. Do not include what is being proposed or contemplated by our adjacent landowner. I have no business to talk about what the neighbor are contemplating in long run, but in short run, we understand they are doing their own replanning process. But just to give you a clear picture of what piece of land we're dealing with, and if you don't understand, part of the report came out from the administration, do have a very decent aerial photo that I can pass around that people can see it and appreciate what we're trying to deal with. Because I see there's a big turnout. I've been doing this 20-some-odd years. I understand why you're here, your concern. Is it going to be staring at am I going to be losing my privacy? Is my property value going to devaluate? All those are very, very fundamental questions that I like to help you address. But just to give you a little bit of background what the property we're dealing with, the site itself is bounded by, on the west side, Gateway Row, on the north side, Springfield Row. The property line is, the church property line is bounded by this particular line along Springfield, come along to the east side, and the south property line. What you see over here, the proposed housing project, is currently undeveloped land within the church property. So if you look at aerial photo or Google it, this strip of land to the east is actually a undeveloped land. I don't know the history of prior, but right now if you look at it, it's just a piece of dirt. There's no land, no building on it, no parking, nothing. It's a very shallow land area that has been, the drainage has been improved, I understand, a year, 2 years ago. The neighbor is proposing is to the west, to the east of us, and the new road that they may be proposing that lead to MPI and so on is over here, to the south of our property. All right? If I'm going too fast, please stop me. the contemplated project, the location of the contemplated project was very carefully consulted with the church groups, people that are familiar with the community, people that have lived in the community. And before I go too far, I apologize that we have not taken the time and effort to consult you formally. But because of where the site is located, we felt we have been very sensitive to the existing neighborhood, because we are over 46 meters to the property line to Springfield Road. Limitation is being set by the existing water main line, which is over here. Right now, there's a main water trunk that runs east and west to the immediate north of the existing church, but shy from our property line on the north side of Springfield. So that existing City Winnipeg water main trunk.
Can I see that, Ray? Sorry, you're blocking. Where's the city water main is?
Right here. Okay. You see it, Jack?
Okay. Yep. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
You should actually be directing your comments through the chair. I know you're trying to talk to the audience, but you're going to have to do both.
Okay. Let me try to do both.
I understand. But direct it through the chair, and you have the microphone, so they should be able to hear you.
Have you missed out anything yet, Mr. Chair, so far?
No, go ahead.
Okay, I'll turn it to you now, and I'll carry on from this phase.
Thank you.
Okay? And if you can't see or understand what I'm talking to the chair, then let us know, and I'll try to do both at the same time. The contemplated development is to the far east side of the existing church land, which has not been developed. Right now, it's just a piece of dirt in general recap. The building location, phase one, is the north portion of the two separate buildings that we're contemplating. The application is applying for up to 180 units in total for the entire strip of land to the east of the existing church. We are contemplating to develop both buildings in two separate phases. Keep in mind, this is a non-profit, not-for-profit development for people that live within the community. We're not developer. We're not here for profit. It's strictly sponsored by a group of eight churches that already service the immediate neighborhood. This, a 55-plus rental project. Shall this project become phase one, become successful, we are contemplating on picking up a second phase. The intent is to keep the two buildings separate, as two separate buildings. Architecturally speaking, is a much more sensitive solution because of the height, because of the density. We're not building a great wall on the east of the existing church. We're sensitive to that. And the selection of the location of the development area, we can just as easy to build it along the south side. But what does that do? It will give us lengthwise, if we take the option of going with a building phase running parallel to the south property line, what it will do technically is put 50% of the units facing the neighbor, meaning I'm looking onto your backyard. In this case, the first phase will be 46 meters to the north, or to the south of the north property line. The building height is less than 31 meters. So if there's any shallow cast based on the current City of Winnipeg infill housing guideline, casting of 6 feet off the ground, casting a 45 degrees line, the shadow will not even reach the property line on the north. And also the orientation of the building, we have, pardon me for my language, we butt end the building, which means the short end of the building. Typically in any rental apartment block, the end of the building is the inhabitable room, meaning very few windows, no balcony, so nobody is looking across Springfield onto somebody else's existing yard. Same thing applied to the south phase two tower, which, although our site still got another new roadway, contemplated new roadway, and another 400 feet of property to the south of the new roadway, then the south existing residence. But at least this building is, again, butt end. Balcony, living room, bedrooms are not looking onto adjacent existing residents. So I think we've done the best we can to make sure we pick a site that is sensitive to the established neighborhood, but this is also the most difficult site for the developer. This is the most expensive section of the site that they can pick, because there's no services come to this far from the existing services on Gateway. This is the low end of the entire site, inherited drainage problem. So there's going to be required a lot of improvement to make this strip of land become a developable land. But because of the existing neighborhood, the sponsor group decided, let's take the best route out and do it properly. And as part of the application, we're also asking for a secondary approach along Springfield. Now that Springfield is going to be closed, we felt it was the right time to ask for an opening on Springfield to allow vehicle, even the existing church service during Sunday and so on, can ease the traffic flow off Gateway rather than having a single entry and exit. So hopefully we can get some positive feedback from you. The building itself right now is contemplated for 11-story high building. Yes, it's classified as a high-rise building, but give some consideration in terms of how we place the building, how far it was set back from the north property line south of Springfield, and how far it is being set away from the south property line and how far away from the furthest south property line of the neighbor site. So give some thought to that, give some consideration to that, and again, give us a little bit of merit and assess the project, the application on its own, not because of what other applications have done prior in terms of high rise within an established neighborhood or residential neighborhood. Okay?
Are you finished, Mr. Wand?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Councilor Wand.
Thank you very much, Mr. Wand. To the west across Raleigh, how close would these towers be to the nearest single-family home?
Oh, to the west?
Yeah, across Raleigh.
Well, the north corner of the proposed phase one, may I go up to the board?
Sure.
The distance from here to this distance is 46 meters.
Okay, no, I was thinking, like, the sun rises in the east, sets in the west. So the shadow patterns would be going towards the homes on the other side of Raleigh, and back towards Mahoney on the other side. I mean, it's a long distance. I'm just trying to get an idea as to the scope of how far it is. Do you have any idea? That's north. There's homes.
The sun will rise on the
yeah,
side.
Of course.
And if this is 30 meters.
Yeah.
Like argument, it's going to cast a major shadow on the church
right.
First. And I don't ever think the shadow on the 100 feet tall building is going to cast right across
okay.
from the Gateway.
And then in the sunset?
And the sunset is going to come this way, this direction.
Right, so it's going to be going back towards
that's
Mahoney, right. But again, that's a long ways
this
off too.
The shadow is going to cast onto the north side
right.
of currently undeveloped land.
Right, undeveloped land at the moment to old railway tracks. Okay. Are there any balconies on any of these units?
Currently, yes. The contemplation for seniors, yes. They need the outdoor space to see the activities within the community. I think movement of life is important to seniors.
These balconies will be on the east and west sides of the building?
East and west side, yes, sir.
And again, so the north side, for example, looking to the homes onto Dunnett's and Pepper Tree Corner, those would be just small unit, small windows and accessory rooms?
If there's windows, yes.
If there was windows. Could be stairways even, and potentially at the far end.
This is what is shown right now is the stairwell.
Okay.
On the north side
okay. The parking variance is fairly substantial. I'm comfortable with the notion that, you know, the 10% that would be unassigned visitor parking, there's lots of overflow space that the church would allow usage. Why such a large variance on parking?
Well, the variance is based on the new current bylaw where senior housing now also become one stall for 1.5 per unit.
Okay.
It used to be 1 to 5, the old bylaw. And the contemplated tenants over here, although we call 55 plus senior, average age for complex like this is 65 to 70 years old.
Okay.
A lot of them, the first hour experience, I have to rely on my experience.
Yep.
Based on all the other assisted living housing projects, 55 plus housing, the first 2 years, yes, we will have a higher demand for parking.
Okay.
But as people settle down and establish a new lifestyle,
right?
Because we have
they won't be
a lot of them
yep.
may be coming up from a condominium
yep.
or a single family home. As they change their lifestyle, the parking requirement will drop substantially.
Okay.
We have projects that park a lot to rent it out to neighbors. Let's say Grand Memorial, for example, they are renting from the building.
Okay. I was reading through the reports, and again, it makes a lot of references to our Winnipeg and the complete communities documents. At the moment, this is a fairly, you know, it's coming from a former industrial area, and it's being redeveloped as a work, live, play area. The church parking lot right now is rather barren and not really sort of conducive to a new style of living and, you know, the redevelopment of the rest of the site. I really don't see a lot of connectivity besides a required sidewalk on the along Springfield Road in terms of connectivity. And our Winnipeg contemplates, in fact, things like furniture, benches, landscaping. The church parking lot has none of that right now. The accounts that you're talking about in terms of parking stalls, the map that I had in the report didn't include the northwest piece there. The parking stall counts, did that include the northwest piece there or not?
This is the expanded version that we're contemplating on increasing parking and more landscaping area.
So based on the number of stalls on that, would you still require a parking variance?
We would stay with the parking variance for now because that's how it's advertised.
That's how it's advertised, okay. Right. Just for consistency.
And
to allow it to go through. Okay.
This has to go back to the director of planning for approval. You talk about landscaping. I think the planner, if I remember, I just read the planner's report prior to the meeting.
Okay.
Based on the planner's report, it does talk about pathway, sidewalk, concrete sidewalk.
It requires just a basic sidewalk, nothing on the public space.
It talks about the 10 feet landscaping around both streets.
But I mean, there's a very, I don't know how familiar you are with the area, Mr. Wan, but there's a very popular pedestrian trail between Raleigh and Gateway. There's easy access for seniors to walk to amenities such as Tim Hortons or to the Superstore.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Is that pathway, can help me out a bit? Is that trail an asphalt trail or is it a concrete trail?
Asphalt.
So, but why is the planner report or the administration report asking for a concrete trail?
That'd be sidewalk, not trail.
Okay. Are we talking sidewalk or are we talking about trail?
Yeah, we're requesting a sidewalk.
Okay. But we have committed to come back to consult with the planner for a final landscaping plan. We have not addressed connectivity. We have not addressed a final landscaping plan. Right now we're spending our effort to make sure that the placement of the building complies with the intent of our discussion with the planning department.
Okay. So if we were to proceed with this at some point, hypothetically, if we were to approve this today, adding in those additional parking stalls, you could still meet the parking requirements if we added a whole whack of additional landscaping and pedestrian amenities to this site, because it is pretty brutal right now.
If I may rephrase it, we can increase to a substantial amount of landscaping. Whole whack, I don't know what that is.
Okay. It's a very quantitative measure here. It's very official council language.
You're in Transcona now, you know.
We increase the whatever quantity that you are prepared to agree with.
Sure. Okay. Thank you. Those are my questions at the moment. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Any other questions of Mr. Wan? No? All right. Thank you, Mr. Wan. We'll have you back up again.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. And again, as I mentioned during the other application, I'll go through those registered in support and then those registered in opposition and then those registered for information. Please ensure that if you want to be registered here, you have to fill out one of these if you haven't done so already. And again, you can speak. We give up to 10 minutes. You don't have to use the entire 10 minutes. And as well, if you've heard it already said, you don't necessarily have to speak again if you just want to register one way or the other. David Schroeder.
Yes.
In support. Do you wish to speak, Mr. Schroeder?
Yes, I will.
Okay, please come forward. And your name and address, please.
My name is David Schroeder. I live at 144 Helmsdale Avenue. And I thank you for this time. I've been a resident of the area for 40 years, and I would like to remind the board that Domed Corporation, a non-for-profit, has shown itself to be a very good corporate citizen in our neighborhood for as long as I can remember. They have taken care of our older people at great cost to their own time and their own benefit, and we are very grateful for that. I can also say that I was very happy to see Ray Wan being part of this project. I've had the pleasure of working with him in another project in the Elmwood area, and has done a fantastic job at trying to keep the aesthetics looking good for the neighborhood, being attractive and sensitive to the neighborhood. And so I was very thrilled to see him here today in support of this project. We also have a lot of really good people who have the heart of our community in their minds, not money, but the benefit of a lot of our citizens in North Kildonan in their mind, who are putting effort into this project. People who are not being paid, people who want the best for our seniors, who want the best for our community. And that means a lot to me. It's so different than what we heard just a few minutes ago, where, you know, you could tell the intent was to get as much money out as possible. And I can understand that too, right? But this is very different. These are people who are trying to help our citizens, trying to make the best of this land use possible. And I know that there are so many people who are approaching that age of trying to find places to live, comfortable places to live that are good for them and able to stay in their neighborhood, because they love their neighborhood. They want to continue going to their church, going to the places they're familiar with. And this would allow that to continue. And if not here, then where? You know, we are in tight locational accommodations for this kind of facility. And so to me, this is taking space that is just a hunk of dirt right now and making it into a gem for our people who need this space. So I really want to encourage you to support this initiative. I think that looking back, and I loved your idea, Jeff, about going to join it up with that walkway. That would be a fantastic thing, right? To make these people have a chance to walk more. That would be beautiful, right? And that walkway itself is fantastic. So making this an all-inclusive thing, I think it would be a beautiful place for our seniors to take advantage of the work you've done in the past. So once again, I just want to thank you for the time and encourage your support.
Thank you, Mr. Schrader. Yeah. Any questions for Mr. Schrader?
I'm good.
No. Thank you. James Heinrichs. Your name and address, please.
James Heinrichs. I live at 33 Southwell Road. Thank you very much for letting me speak tonight. First of all, I'd like to give you a little bit of background information on the Dawnwood organization. I'm the CEO at Dawnwood Manor. I've been there for the last 13 years and have enjoyed every minute of serving the seniors of our community. And just for those of you that may not know a lot about Dawnwood, I'm going to do a little bit of history here. Dawnwood is recognized as a leader in providing care and services to the elderly. We're a faith-based nonprofit organization that has a rich history and excellent community support in providing health and housing services to seniors that are 55 plus. And I think, as Ray already said, we're probably looking at, when I go through some of the buildings a little bit later on, most of our seniors are exceedingly higher than the 55 plus. We are owned by 8 Mennonite Brethren Churches in Winnipeg, and we have great support from not only in the North Kildonan area, where a lot of our buildings are located, but throughout the city as well. Over the years, we've developed a full continuum of care at Dawnwood, and that full continuum of care includes everything from a personal care home to elderly person housing to apartment blocks to life lease units. We right now presently have 483 units that we provide services to, and we serve more than 575 residents and tenants that are underneath our care. I would say that once we add our volunteer base and we add the families that we serve through this whole process, we're probably in excess of about 2,000 to 2,500 people that are familiar with Dawnwood and that utilize a lot of our services. I would like to say that through this whole process and looking at the building, at the NKMB property, it seems like it's a perfect fit. Now, I recognize that there's always concerns when you're looking at either apartment living or those types of things. But I think, as Ray said, you know, there's definitely things that we want to do to work together with the community to make something that is functional, that serves the seniors, not only of our supporting churches, but of the community. And when I say our supporting churches and our community, when I look at all of our buildings, we have a great mix of people throughout the city. We have people that are in our supporting churches, and we also have people that have no history or no relationship to the Mennonite Brethren churches at all. So we serve a wide variety of people. I also have the distinct pleasure of being able to sit on a provincial committee that reports directly to the Minister of Health and Healthy Living, and it's an aging-in-place strategy for the province of Manitoba. Mm-hmm. And there's also a new Manitoba Centre for Health Policy that talks about the aging seniors within Winnipeg and Manitoba. Right now, we don't have a lot of issues with seniors' housing. I think it's very tight, but it's going to get considerably tighter in the next number of years because right now, we have approximately 169 older adults in Manitoba, and that is expected to double by 2036, or almost double. In Winnipeg itself, it's going to go up by 89%. So there's definitely a need for housing for seniors. We know that there's also an apparent need for alternatives to condominium and life leases, which both require significant equity contributions. That isn't always available to the seniors. We also know that there's a lot of facilities that have been built most recently that are independent living, retirement residence facilities, which command premium rents and include a package of amenities and meal services. They're more costly than what we're looking at and what our experience is with the type of housing units that we provide. So we want to have something that's more at a market level or possibly even affordable, but that has to be determined yet. Another major factor affecting the units is also the conversion of apartments to condominiums, and a lot of that is happening. And so we're seeing the stock being reduced, and we know that there's a need. In one of our properties alone, Donwood South, which is located on the corner of Henderson and Edison, or Henderson and Kingsford, it's 104 units. We have a wait list of 180 people. That wait list has been there for 10 years. It is a minimum wait time for somebody that's at the front of the list 3 years, up to at least 10 years to be able to get into there. I think that says a lot about the organization and the caring and compassionate feature of everybody that works at Donwood and the board members that represent the churches of the organization. We know that the population of seniors is going to continue to rise for the next 10 to 20 years. We know that there's a need in the northeast quadrant of the city. We did reports or had an analysis done. And we know that the vacancy rate in Winnipeg is less than 1% right now. So on behalf of the Donwood organization, we want to thank you for the opportunity to express our desire to continue to provide health and housing services to the seniors of Winnipeg. We have, that's our mission. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Heinrichs?
I'll ask one question.
Yeah, if you just want a second, sir.
You're very obviously very familiar with the building plans. I should have asked Mr. Wan the question. What is the configuration of the units? Are they one, two, three bedrooms? What's the contemplated rate?
One and two bedrooms.
What's the mix?
Okay. It's about 50-50.
Good enough. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Vic Thielman, registered support. Do you wish to speak, sir? If you wish to speak, you need to come forward.
I want to speak. I want to give him my 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. Okay. doesn't work like that. Good try. Good try, though. Good try. Well, we do make our own rules here, as you know. Anyway, Frank Vogt? Vogt? Frank Vogt? Do you wish to speak, Mr. Vogt?
Okay.
Thank you. In support. Edward Ratzlaff? Ratzlaff, do you wish to speak, sir?
Okay.
Registered in support? Thanks. Hardy Aran, do you wish to speak, sir?
Hardy Ron, 9 Dovewood Court. I'm representing the congregation of the church. I'm the moderator or board chair for reference point. We're very honored and pleased to be involved with the Donwood Group. We've been a member since the inception of Donwood and being involved with board members and our congregation. We have about 600 attendees are very involved volunteering and working with a nonprofit. We're excited about the project. We're very familiar working with Donwood at our previous site on between Kingsford, Henderson, and Edison was our previous church site. It burnt down a number of about 10 years ago, and we had the existing, I think it's about a 12-story building adjacent to our church, which belongs to Donwood. So this isn't new to us as a congregation, working with seniors. We believe these buildings will be a service to our constituency, but also members of the community. All our attendees live in the northeast quadrant of the city or in that neighborhood, so we're pretty excited about it. We're Looking forward to working with the committee to make sure the access onto Springfield Road is obviously very important to us, I think, just for easing some of the pressure on Sunday mornings. And we do serve the neighborhood by renting out our facilities to, I think, every school graduation in East Kelowna, North Kelowna is held at that church, and that'll obviously help us out a little bit as well. So we're obviously very in favor of it, and thank you for the opportunity.
Okay, thanks very much, Mr. Ryan. Any questions? Thank you for your presentation. Tom Weeb. Do you wish to speak, Mr. Weeb? Registered in support. Henry Weeb. Do you wish to speak, Mr. Weeb? Registered in support. Great. Thank you. Sarah Wilms. Registered in support. Do you wish to speak? Okay. Hi.
Hi, the name is Sarah Wilms. I live at 453 Paufeld Drive. I would like to speak on behalf of many of my clients and potential clients who have been waiting for retirement places to move into as a rental place. There's a desperate need for places to go for seniors. Just wanted to emphatically let you know that that is the case from my professional experience. And I'm very much in favor of it. I just would like to suggest that the connection with the pathway being supported and keeping it neighborhood friendly. I'm very pleased with the plan as well. Thank you.
Great. Thanks very much. Any questions for Mr. Williams? No? Willie Jansen? Hi. Your name and address, please.
Hi, Willie Jansen. I live at 76 Countryside. I serve on both the board of Donwood Manor as well as attend the church. I've been approached by a number of people at the church who are seniors and are kind of excited about the prospect of being able to actually move into the community where the church is. So a lot of these people who do drive today are thinking, well, they may not be driving in a number of years or limited driving. And they have a lot of the accessories there where they can walk down and have the coffee, where they can go on the walkway or the store just down the street. So they're very excited about this. Donwood is a nonprofit, which we've heard, but certainly they're not doing it for the monetary value. They're doing it for the community and for the people that they serve, and they certainly have served with a number of people, both at the elderly place as well as a personal care home. So thank you.
Thanks very much, Mr. Jansen. Any questions? Oh, thank you. Peter Urt. Peter Urt, do you wish to speak, sir?
No, sir.
Okay, registered in support.
Yes.
Thank you. Paul Bogue.
Yes.
Registered in support. Do you wish to speak, sir? Okay, come forward.
Hi.
Your name and address for the record, please.
Paul Boga at 2666 Henderson Highway. Thanks for taking the time to hear me. I want to speak in favor of it. I'm a big, big fan of the opportunity for seniors in our church. I attend North Kelowna Church. I have my entire life. And the opportunity for them to be able to live that close. The older I get, there are family members that are getting older, and so they're looking for a place to stay. And I think the opportunity to be close to the church, especially in the wintertime, especially as they get older and travel is not as easy, I think it's a great opportunity. So big thanks to you guys for taking the time to hear us.
Thank you very much for your presentation. Any questions for Mr. Boga? Thank you, Mr. Boga. John Clausen. John Clausen, registered in support, sir? Okay, thank you. Do you wish to speak? Okay, thanks. Tony Plett? Tony Plett, registered in support? Do you wish to speak, Mr. Plett?
No, thank you.
Thank you. Kathy Plett? Right, registered in support? Do you wish to speak? Okay, thank you. Carl Cowan Bauer, I'm sorry if I.
Cowan Hogan.
Sorry about that. Hi. Okay. Sorry. I'm half Ukrainian, so that's. So, go ahead.
Thanks. Just on a personal note, I attend NKMB2 and I'm involved there. But I did have the chance, I currently live at 70 Goner Trail, which is a little bit out of town. I did live at 11 Pinecrest Bay, which actually has the backyard towards a current Donwood location. And I would say those are the best neighbors ever. They're very quiet, and it was great to live right next to the building.
Okay. Thanks. Any questions? Thank you, Carl. Alex and Gertrude Jean-Paul? Yes.
Alex and Gertrude Jean-Paul, 12 Puffin Place.
Hi, welcome.
And we are probably the seniors that we're talking about. So we are excited about the project. And the reason I'm here is it's non-profit, number one. And if you cannot have better neighbors. Because I remember when they were making the presentation to our church, I attended our Kildonan Church, one of the concerns was the neighbors. We need to do something so that we don't infringe on our neighbors' right, which is very important to me. And that is why I'm speaking for the project. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jean-Paul. Any questions? No? Thank you. Mary Unra? Mary Unra, registered in support. Do you wish to speak, Ms. Unra? No? Thank you. Anybody else who wanted to be registered in support and I did not read your name out? Anybody else registered in support that I did not read your name out? Okay, I'm going to move on to those who are registered in opposition and then those for information. Registered in opposition, Lorraine Garlinski, registered in opposition. Did you wish to speak? In support, okay. Okay, so I'm changing yours from opposition to support. So you go in that pile there. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Wilf Trudeau, registered in opposition. Mr. Trudeau?
Yeah, I have to get the first one up here.
Yeah. Come on up, Mr. Trudeau, and your name and address, please.
Yeah, the name is Wilf Trudeau.
For the and the address.
At 58 Mahoney Drive.
Right.
And I guess I'll start by saying that I'll be probably one of the few around here who actually are going to be affected by having an 11-story apartment block stuck in my backyard. So that being said, if I was living on Henderson Highway, I would be saying, I'm all in favor. It's a great idea. It's not for profit. It's a great thing. I'm all for it. And I would say, build it tomorrow. But it happens to be putting an 11-story apartment block in our backyard. And I'm saying to that, it's atrocious. It's I didn't build there 22 years ago with any idea that you'd be putting up an 11-story apartment block in my backyard. I never would have built there. And I can think that most of the people on Mahoney would be thinking much the same. Other than that, to have any kind of an effect, I would suspect that to even consider the idea that right attached to you is 148 acres owned by the Defer family, and it's sitting there, as you mentioned before, it's just dirt. So he could make that thing there and bring it down to four stories, reasonable height, similar to the one you've got out on Gateway, which looks very nice, four or five stories high. You could take that land there that's only dirt to the other side, and I'd be all in favor, and you wouldn't have to be putting up 11 stories in my backyard. Four or five stories high, tough enough as it is, but when you go into 11 stories, you're talking about a skyscraper in the middle of a residential area, and I'm just totally opposed, and I'm appalled that you sit here and think that we'd be very pleased with that, with you guys sitting out on Henderson and wherever you're sitting, and we're going to be the ones facing the consequences. So that's all I've got to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Before you leave, Mr. Joe, there might be questions. Councillor Rawai?
Have you read the report that was before us here today? Did you read the report regarding our Winnipeg and
our Winnipeg. Who's Winnipeg? Our Winnipeg, let's talk about what I saw.
Yeah.
I saw a little article sitting on a paper on a Tuesday or whatever day of the week.
Okay.
That's as much as I saw about about somebody wanting to put an 11-story apartment block behind my house. After making the phone calls, they're calling it 188 units. They make the meeting out at the other end of Transcona. I live out in North Kildonan,
right,
where you want to have this thing.
Yeah.
It's probably right at the Mennonite Church, which has got more space 10 times what you got here. And why do I have to come over here to get...
Most of the time, these meetings are held at City... the other parts of the city, they have these meetings at City Hall. We alternate between Bronx Park and here, but okay.
And then I thought I voted for a counselor in my area that would be a counselor that I voted for.
Mm-hmm.
Would be, you know, representing me, mm-hmm. and I don't see that happening either. So anyway,
I'm looking at the map here. I live closer to these towers than you do, so just interesting. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Any other questions, Mr. Trudeau? Are you order please? Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Diane David. I'm sorry here. Davis Sheba. Delasiba. Sorry about that. Sorry. Hi.
Thank you.
Hi. Come forward, please. Your name and address for the record, please.
Thank you. My name is Diane Delasiba. I'm here representing Palliser Furniture, which is the neighbor to the east that owns the.
And your address for the record? I'm sorry.
Part of the address is 70 Lexington. Okay. It's care of Palliser.
Thanks.
I suggested on the sheet that we are in opposition. I wish to change that to support with condition. And this is the condition that I'm asking for. I wish to submit a letter for consideration. Am I allowed to read the letter?
Yeah, absolutely. Please go ahead. Yeah, for sure.
The letter is addressed to Councillor Brawadi and the rest of the people gathered here. Regrettably, Mr. Art Defer, President of Palliser, is presently out of the country. In his absence, he wishes to express the following relating to the variance and rezoning application submitted on behalf of the North Kildonan Mennonite Brethren Church. In principle, Mr. Defer is in support of the rezoning and variance applications. However, due to past agreements between Palliser and the church, which to date have not been finalized, and I've attached a letter dated May 30th of 2007, and which potentially some current management of the church are not fully aware of, and due to the Palliser lands on the east side of the MB Church being designated as a major redevelopment site, we respectfully request that the matter for rezoning and variance applications before the council be delayed until such time as both parties agree on a mutual development strategy which will not in any way hamper the development the development potential of lands to the east relating to the Palliser major redevelopment site. We are simply asking that proper consultation between the neighbor. One of the neighbors here spoke about never wanting to infringe on the neighbor's right. We are asking those rights be protected, and we are asking for a proper consultation between the two neighbors, and we are asking that a mutual agreement be struck between the two neighbors. We are not in opposition to Donwood being there. We, in fact, feel that it's a great place for Donwood to be there for the community. We want to make sure that the development as is proposed or as will be proposed fits within the bigger picture. It has to fit within the picture. A neighbor spoke about the height of the building. Everything has to fit because at the end of the day, it has to be pleasing to the eye. It has to serve the community. It has to have the green space that the community is asking for. And it has to, as I said, serve the community in every way. So we are simply asking for a deferral of this matter and for a deferral of approval of this matter, both these matters, for 60 days. I understand that is possible. That will allow for the time period between the Christmas holidays and the travel schedules, and that will allow the two teams to come together to agree on a mutual proposal that benefits everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions, Councilor Brawadi.
Thank you very much, Diane. As you're aware, our Winnipeg has passed, and this has now been officially designated as a major redevelopment site.
Yes.
Lexington Park Holdings has already done some development on the site with the MPI compound going in recently,
yes.
As well as a rezoning of a rear portion of the gateway frontage to yes. allow for a commercial redevelopment site. Through all of those periods, was there consultation done with North Kelowna Mennonite Church to ask what their opinions were on that type of development?
We tried. We tried on several occasions, and in fact, the letter that was attached, that's attached to your letter, basically provides the MB's church commitment to us back in 2007, and I will read to you.
Sorry.
Our council
Sorry, no,
and
I,
our council and various church members who had the opportunity to discuss the future of the undeveloped property that our church owns on the east border. We do not have a firm plan for this property at this time, but expect that it will be either developed further as green space or for parking expansion. We accepted that at good faith. We accepted that as was written. We did not pursue any legal agreement with the church. We didn't feel that was necessary. All we're simply asking is for a proper dialogue and agreement so that we can come up with a plan that suits all of us and benefits all of us. This goes contrary to what was stated. Having said that, as we said, we believe that the development is beneficial for the community, but it has to take into account, you know, the entire site and the neighbors to the east.
As part of the previous rezoning and development applications that were made on the commercial land fronting gateway that is part of Lexington Parks Holdings, whatever the,
yes,
the proper company name was, we put in a stipulation that either additional turn lane space or a contribution towards twinning of gateway was going to be paid at some future point from that. I was initially a little surprised to see that this proposal had no connections and no dialogue, and all connections from this site, particular site, were made to Gateway and, well, logically Springfield, but not to Lexington Park. Would the at some future point, if Gateway's twinned out, if there needs to be some sort of intersection installed for a commercial, or a multifamily development, would there be some terms where the church and the potential new housing complex could be connected to Lexington Park?
That is the hope. That is the hope, that it will be connected in a way that makes sense for traffic movement, for the flow, for, you know, the aesthetic look of the buildings, for drawing people to that area. We certainly want the area to be a come-to area, not an eyesore. But we also want to make sure that there is proper flow of that area in terms of traffic and everything else. So in answer to your previous question, has there been consultation between us? We've tried, and we've tried actually quite recently, and we were told no thanks. We are asking that opportunity be provided to us and that we work in mutual agreement with one another to develop something that we can both agree upon. That's all we're asking for.
Okay. Thanks, Diane.
Thank you.
No opportunity now. Mr. Wan can come back at the end to respond.
Yeah. No, if we have, unfortunately, the way the process is we have those registered in support and then those for opposition and those for information, and the applicant has a chance to come back and address the concerns heard. Otherwise, we'd be here, everybody would want multiple times to speak. So, all right, any other questions? No? Thank you very much for your presentation.
Thank you.
Okay, Suzanne Verznik, Philip Verznik in opposition?
Yes.
Yes, would you like to speak?
Yes.
Okay, please come forward.
Hello, my name is Susan Verznik, and I live at 62 Mahoney Drive. And I am opposed to an 11-story apartment block being built in my backyard. And it is in my backyard, as Councillor Brawadi says, it's not that close, because it is. We can see the church. We'll definitely be able to see an 11-story tower in our backyard. So, again, I'm not opposed to redevelopment, of course, but I am opposed to an 11-story building, because, you know, having moved there, we know that there was land behind us, and that it may have been, you know, developed at one point, but we were told that it was nothing over three stories, and they were going to take into account the residential area behind and to the north and to the west. And I believe that this is a Henderson Highway skyscraper in our backyard. And the people that are all for it don't even live there. That's fine. You can say all you want. Build it in your backyard and then move there. I don't want an 11-story apartment block in my backyard. That was not the plan. I didn't move there with that plan in mind. I already knew about the Peguis Trail. That's come through. Fine. We knew about that. Can't do anything about that. It's there. It's going to be all right. But this was a shock. And no way. No way 11-story apartment block in the backyard. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you very much. Any questions? Yeah, you're Philip.
This is your turn.
Yep, this is absolutely. Please come forward.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Philip Versnick from 62 Mahoney Drive.
Yep.
I just wanted to comment on what Diane said. That she says we need a plan that fits for that entire area, mm-hmm. and what I'm concerned about is with an 11-story building. If we set the precedent, we'll see more. And this we don't want. And that's why we're opposed.
Okay. Thanks very much,
thank you.
Phil. Any questions? No. Thank you. Marianne Verlich? Verline, sorry about that. Registered in opposition. Do you wish to speak? Yeah, please.
Marianne Verlai, 104 Gemini Avenue. I realize that the building itself will not affect me by looking at it, right? I'm far enough away. I said the only thing is I'm not in total opposition of the actual building. I agree with some of these people that it should be lower. It should be a lot smaller because I wouldn't want to look at it either if I was in their position. But I think my main concern is the traffic. With the closure of Springfield Road, okay, if they're putting another 180 units, I realize they're talking about, you know, seniors 55 plus. Well, you've still got maybe 5-10 years where you could have one or two vehicles in the family if there's one or two bedrooms. Now you're adding more traffic. They've now closed off Springfield Road. We now have that area is getting so congested to begin with, okay, with the way they've got it. I realize, you know, some of the traffic, the flow will go through on Chief Peguis Trail and that, but you've still got that major corner. The church itself, yeah, there's a whole lot of people, especially, you know, whether it's Sunday mornings, whatever. You try coming home from work also and try going up Gateway at any given time and Palliser's coming out, wherever that whole area, now you're adding another 180 units or whatever, you might be adding another 100 vehicles. Just to that little intersection, that corner. That's the only thing, my major concern is just the traffic itself. If there was maybe, I don't know. I don't know if there's other possible routes or something else, but that's getting to be really congested the way it is now too. Like even with Chief Peguis Trail because of the closure of Springfield. So that's my okay. only concern.
Thank you. Any questions? Thank you very much. If I have two more folks registered in opposition. I'm sorry, I just got to take a three-minute break. All right, so moved. I don't have to explain any further, so thank you.